on the Nativity of our Lord. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. Luke 2:7. The following is from French priest Laurent Dujarry. My brethren, let us gaze upon the Son of God in the poverty of his birth. What does he not say to us there? Let us enter in spirit into the stable. We shall hear a voice issuing therefrom, saying, Blush at having beautiful houses like unto palaces, such grand furniture, so much useless apparel, whilst I have only a crib instead of a bed, and two vile animals for company. Blush in those magnificent rooms wherein you try to be sheltered from the least inconveniences of the season, whilst a half-exposed stable leaves me a prey to all the hardships of a cold season. Blush at the aversion you have for every kind of humiliation, at the precautions you take to continue in a condition that flatters your vanity, at the artifices you employ to conceal a poverty you ought to be proud of, at the contempt you display to all who are not within the pale of your society. Blush to bear perchance the insignia of the poverty and humiliations of Jesus Christ in your state of life, and yet try to aspire to the pomp and luxury of the world shining around. Let us contemplate this scene as faith points out. Let us enter this manger in spirit. Let us see this hidden deity who, in the darkness of night, when all creatures are silent, in want of every necessity, is made poor to enrich us. This child is born in an empty stable, deserted by everyone. It is the God who created them and whom they obey. It is the everlasting wisdom which assists at all the counsels of God and which it has possessed from the beginning of time. This divine wisdom, hidden in the limbs of an infant, was begotten in the brightness of the saints. Ungrateful, deluded man, you who have not wished to know this divine wisdom in the richness of his beauty, see him now in the poverty of a stable. Laden as you have been with so many benefits and blessings, you have not recognized the hand which has spread them over you with such profusion. You have closed your ears to that striking voice which appeals to you with as many mouths as there are creatures, O man, adore thy God. His ingenious love has suggested another voice to persuade you. He teaches you through the poverty of the crib. Ah, my brethren, what does not this divine child say, that eternal word which is now so silent? No occasion to seek for rules of piety to lead us on, for we learn all that we need know and practice in this adorable book. All the prophets, all the doctors, all the apostles speak through the mouth of him who has opened theirs. The stable at Bethlehem is the school where all Christians ought to study the science of salvation. All the ways to heaven, every path of virtue, begin and finish through him who is the Alpha and the Omega, and being the way, the truth, and the life, he has opened the way to heaven to all. Providence of my God, exclaims Saint Bernard, how wonderful art thou! Carnal and animal creatures have no conception of the works of God. Even wisdom itself is made flesh, to make it intelligible to men of flesh. It is no longer through men, full of a holy fear, that God proclaims his oracles. Mysterious messages in shrouded language no longer issue from the mountaintop amidst thunder and lightning. These are heard no more. It is from the farther end of a grotto. It is from the height of a crib. It is in the silence of night. It is the mouth of a child wrapped in swaddling clothes that the incarnate wisdom exclaims, Behold to thee, wisdom is manifested in the flesh. Come, ye profound philosophers, ye refined politicians, ye clever men, enter into the stable. There is your lyceum, your academy. Deposit your proud learning, your studied lessons, your captious rhetoric at the feet of this adorable doctor who exposes the vanity, errors, and littleness of everything. Let all the fire of eloquence, all the pride of wisdom, all the subtlety of philosophy, all the refinements of policy disappear at the sight of this divine child. Saint Augustine says, Would you wish to know who is he who is born in this way? Learn then who he is and how mighty is he. It is the word of the eternal Father, the creator of the universe, the peace of the world, the savior of men, he who is the joy and hope of the just. The glory of this child was that a virgin should bring him forth into the world, and the glory of the Virgin Mother was that she should have for a son, a man who was at the same time God.